What's up? This is Nathan from The Slide. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, dans Montréal, Québec.
You're listening to CJLO News.
I have been abducted by the Israeli Navy, probably in international waters. Please do what you can to ensure my and my colleagues' safety and our safe return to our homes.
You just heard the voice of Ehab Lotaif, a Montreal-based writer, poet, and staff at McGill University. Lotaif was one of the 428 activists detained by the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, while sailing in the humanitarian Samud flotilla to deliver aid to Gaza. Those activists are now on their way home after suffering internationally condemned abuse. That pre-recorded message was sent from the deck of the Aphrodite, one of the more than 50 ships which set sail from Europe last week. Staffed by delegates from almost 60 countries, the ships were carrying medical aid, food, and baby formula bound for the occupied Gaza Strip. The amount of aid on board the vessels has been described as symbolic, an effort to break Gaza's isolation from international aid, which is currently overseen by Israel. The ships were intercepted by the Israeli Navy on May 18th and 19th. The 428 activists were taken into Israeli detention. 11 of these activists were Canadian. In a video personally shared by Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, the detained are bound on their knees with hands tied behind their backs. Ben-Gvir is seen taunting the prisoners as soldiers drag some by their hair while others scream and plead. Photos showing bruises inflicted from boots and beanbag bullets have been shared by the activists, and there have been over 30 reports of alleged sexual abuse by Israeli soldiers. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has condemned the treatment of the activists, calling it appalling abuse. The Global Samud Flotilla shared a message stating that, quote, "What we endured is only a fraction of what Palestinian prisoners face daily," unquote. There are currently nearly 10,000 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Protests sprang up across Canada on Tuesday outside of the offices of local MPs demanding Canada make clear calls for the safe return of these citizens and condemn not only the treatment of them, but Israel's occupation of Gaza and the ongoing genocide. This protest is outside of MP Anthony Housefather's office in Mount Royal. Protesters gathered outside his office for two reasons. One, Housefather sits on the Canada-Israeli Interparliamentary Group. And two, one of the Montrealers detained in Israel is Safa Shebi, who was Housefather's constituent. From outside of Housefather's office, here is Jonathan Summers Turdcote, a spokesperson for the Samud Flotilla in Canada.
The ideal is to bring aid and assistance directly to the Palestinian people. But beyond that, it's to demonstrate our international solidarity, to rally people around the world to the Palestinian cause.
MP Housefather would not respond for comment at the time of this report. The hundreds of activists are currently in Turkey and en route to their homes. More protests and continued pressure are expected in Montreal, across Canada, and around the world. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
It is Sunday, May 24th. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Maxwell. The name of the show, it's REVC. Another beautiful week in sunny Montreal. It was so pleasant this week, and today it's dreary, dreary, drab. Everything's floating down the stream. Just a little sprinkle outside. Anyway, to get into a little bit of a cozy atmosphere in this colder than wanted atmosphere, we've got a real 60s type show for you today. Some real vintage stuff. There's Attack re-releases, Arthur Russell re-releases, and then in the middle of that, a lot of newer stuff that just has a great 60s sound. Some of these artists we played before. Motorists, Bruiser and Bicycle. That Cola album from a second ago. That Young Fresh Fellows. It's going to be a fun show. very 60s stuff. Even Temptations re-releases, we're going to close out. A little bit of a funk ballad there. But first, we're going to open up with some Attack. Send it right back. Some Arthur Russell. Some Minutemen. And I'll be right back with you guys in 15. First, Strange House by The Attack.
Thank you. just tell me and I'll be happy again. Your eyes, they are just glances. Your mouth, it is just kisses. Your hand is just a handshake. And I'm just another guy. Your motion says you're in the mood, but what you want is far away. It's plain that I spend my time on you too much. Tell me it's alright and I can last all night. Just tell me. Your hand is just a handshake, and I'm just another guy.
To Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a 3-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
Per pressing resume. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the world wide web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. Name of the show, it's REVC. You just heard before the pause two classic albums, my man. Two Beads at the End by the Minutemen off Double Nickels on the Dime. Talk about an album. Talk about another album right before that. Love is Overtaking Me by Arthur Russell. The song was Your Motion Says. And then we opened up the hour with Strange Attack. Strange House by The Attack off their great album, Final Days. From back in the 60s, that's a classic garage act. We're going to keep it rolling. We've got four new songs right on the docket here. The New Pond, Australians being Sir. Then Slant, are they Australian or are they New Zealanders? Please correct me. Then Motorists, New Canadian. Frog, New Brooklynites. Touch Girl, Apple Blossom. New Texans. But first, let's just open up with some Pond.
Good to the channel. The horror at the old flames lit the chapel. The steeple at the door. If they hadn't been saved by the gallows, the crowd would have torn him apart. The sea. Yeah.
I'm not afraid to
I'm sure some of you recognize this. I play the Apples in stereo all the time. This is one of their most popular songs. I'm not entirely sure how it got so popular, but it's a nice little instrumental tune off their album, Fun Trick Noisemaker. Anyway, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. My name, guess what? It's Maxwell, double L. And you're listening to REVC. Before this, Inner Space, we just heard The Springtime Reminds Me of Ellipses. That's the new Touch Girl Apple Blossom. They've got a new album out, Graceful. Before that, the new Frog album. We've been working our way through that. Did a new album, it's called Frog for Sale. That song was Dark Out. I like the little 12-4 swing they got on the piano there. It kind of made me think of the Michael Bublé, Sarah Bareilles wave of pop back in, say, 2011 or so. Maybe earlier, 2009? Before that, Motorists. Their new album, Never Sing Alone, is out. That track was Stander. And then, the new Pond album is not yet out, but that was the single, called Two Hands, that we open up the 15 minutes with. As we finish out Inner Space after this, Destination by the Young Fresh Fellows featuring Nico Case. Their new album, Loft, is pretty good, those Seattle classics. And then some Faith Healer off the 2019 Try album. And then I found out about this band, Net. We're going to listen to a song by them before getting to our last 15 minutes.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sartorena and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM right now, you are, or you're tuned in across the world wide web at CJLO.com. My name is Maxwell. Name of the show is REVC. You just heard off the 2020 album Terminals, the title track Terminals by Net. I quite like that thing. I was dancing along. Before that, Might As Well, Faith Healer, we know that one's good, off the 2017 Try album. And then we started off with Destination, the new Young Fresh Fellows, their new album, Loft, Seattle-like classic hoes. Let's just keep it rolling. That Cola album, I think it came out either end of last year, start of this year. Let's hear a track from that. And then you might remember, towards the beginning of this year, there was new music by Bruiser and Bicycle. I've been going back through the catalog, enjoying some stuff. So we'll hear that. And then, why not some Joanna Wang, too? You know I love that Hotel Lover album. But I'm going to play a song I don't believe I've played on the show before, Fancied by a Celebrity. But first, Satratorial by Cola off of Cost of Living Adjustment.
I'm taking snuff. I've got a car and I'm on it for some. of their skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon. Kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and round and round we go. Where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
REVC Nation, we've reached the end of this episode, the end of this week, and the start of a new week. You just heard Ball of Confusion, in parentheses, That's What the World Is Today, The Temptations. They've been going through the Temptations catalog, re-releasing stuff. I saw that pop up, I said, man, I love this song, how can I not? Before that, Fancied by a Celebrity, Joanna Wang, Hotel Lover, I love that thing. Fancy Me, Did He. Before that, Horns by Bruiser and Bicycle off their 2019 album, I believe, Woods Come Find Me. And then we opened up with the newish Cola, Satratorial. That's Satre-Torial. All right, everyone, that does it for me this week. I won't be here next week. I'll be away in sunny Philadelphia, chilling away. But the week after, I'll be right back. So expect a rerun next week. All right. Stay safe. I'll be right back with you.